No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This could really happen, and it would send shockwaves around the NBA, the entire sports universe. A LeBron James trade is becoming more real by the minute, and we've got 10 teams that could trade for LeBron James, the most realistic trade destinations. Should the Lakers do it? That's coming up next on The Big Lead. What is up and welcome to The Big Lead. My name is Doug McCain, credentialed member of the media. I've covered the NBA for over a decade, Chat Sports, 24/7 Sports, Bleacher Report, SI. I also do sports radio for Westwood One. If you're new to The Big Lead, it's the hottest stories in sports in less than an hour. Tons of Lakers talk all day, every day, every single news story, rumor, anything involving the Lakers, you'll find it here. You might know me from my work covering the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Los Angeles Rams, but I'm also a lifelong bleeder of the purple and gold. I've covered them professionally, and you'll get tons of Lakers talk 24/7, 365 on this channel. So do me the biggest favor, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and hit the like button. We are doing a Luka Doncic jersey giveaway very soon. And all you have to do to be eligible to win that jersey is, one, be subscribed to the channel and comment Luka Magic down below in the comment section. But let's get right into it. Let's get right into it, because we had some talk about Rich Paul releasing a statement about LeBron James. And there was some talk that he did not want to get traded. Chris Haynes, NBA insider, came out saying, quote, there has been no trade talk. There has been no extension talk. Dave McMiniman tweet out. Rich Paul also told ESPN he informed both Rob Pelinka and Laura Beth Seeger, Luka Doncic's business manager, about LeBron James' intent to pick up his option and the statement he planned to release before it happened on Sunday. No one was blindsided. That is what Paul said. McMiniman also said, when I talked to Rich, he told me that he has not had any discussion with the Lakers about wanting a trade on the back end of this statement. He did say that four teams have contacted him in the last 24 hours wanting to talk trades, but Rich didn't have any substantive conversations with other teams either. Right now, LeBron is focused on playing on a championship caliber roster. Rich told me, like, there's no guarantee in building a championship caliber roster, but we know what it looks like and what it doesn't look like. And we'll see in a week from now, when Rob Pelinka is finished doing his work with this roster, if it looks like a winning, realistic situation. And then word came out about the Lakers and the fact that they're trying to preserve cap space for the 2027 free agency. So that's not next year. It's the year after that. So would the Lakers punt this season and get all the way to 2027? You had to punt this year, next year. Then you get to 2027. That's when guys like Nikola Jokic are available. Giannis Antetokounmpo has a player option. Karl-Anthony Towns has a player option. Donovan Mitchell has a player option. But you'd be putting all of your eggs in the basket where, hey, Luka Doncic, you'd be wasting a couple years of his prime, potentially. Now, as it relates to LeBron James, though, there has been a little shift in the last 24 hours as far as the likelihood that this could be a real possibility, that this has some life to it. Here was Shams Charania last night on ESPN talking about the latest with LeBron James.
Right now, LeBron James understands the Lakers are prioritizing the future in a lot of ways that really centers around Luka Doncic. And he knows they're going to go younger at different points. They are really prioritizing two-year contracts right now. They want to have max salary space in 2027. But for his part, at this point in his career, at his age, at 40 years old, going on 41, he wants to compete for a championship, wherever that may be, in Los Angeles, or there are conversations to be had at another point. The Lakers, their president, Rob Pelinka, they're being active. They're trying to figure out how to get a center right now in free agency, try to get some wing depth. LeBron James is very closely evaluating essentially how this goes with the Lakers and where he would want his career to be as he winds down.
So you heard Shams right there. LeBron James will look to finish his career with another team if he feels he can't compete for a championship with the Lakers, per Shams Charania. It could really be happening. Now, would LeBron James view a deal for DeAndre Ayton as game-changing? If the Lakers were able to come up on DeAndre Ayton, which definitely would be a major coup, it would be a boost, but is that enough to say, oh, this team can compete with the Rockets and the Thunder and the Knicks and the best teams in the NBA? I don't know if LeBron would think that. I mean, as great as a come up as that would be from a value standpoint, potentially, it's a potential and not a sure thing. For the most part of his career, DeAndre Ayton has been a disappointment. And LeBron James, does he have time in his career to wait for the DeAndre Ayton experiment to reach its heights? And even then, does that team have enough to compete? I think it's a fair question. So, if you're LeBron James, are there better options out there for you to compete next year as far as win now rosters around the league? Well, we're going to get down to a list. 10 teams that could trade for LeBron James. 10 teams. I'll throw in some honorable mentions. Oklahoma City Thunder, not happening. They just signed Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to that massive extension. They enter free agency with all 15 of their roster spots settled. They're not going to move, guys. Not happening. 10, Boston Celtics. So James had so many epic battles with Boston. They lost Jason Tatum. Probably not going to happen. Miami. The Pat Riley's already said that he'd be willing to bring back LeBron James. He already said that he'd welcome him with open arms if James was willing to forgive Dan Gilbert so many years ago to go back to Cleveland. Pretty sure he would forgive Pat Riley and that organization if he felt like they could put him in a position to compete for a title. I think any of these teams that are in the Eastern Conference make more sense just because it's the weakest Eastern Conference that we've seen in a long time. And even if you have a top-heavy roster, that roster can compete in the East. And if you get to the finals, anything can happen. Then if LeBron joins the team, you're sure to get some buyout guys and get some guys on the margins that you can get some value for. So that's always a possibility. So with Miami, when you look at their situation, well, I mean, LeBron James is in his 40s. It's hard to imagine that he would kind of have the patience for that Heat team as they are currently constructed. So let's get to the more realistic ones. The Brooklyn Nets. So it's no secret, LeBron James, he loves New York. But it's also specifically his favorite borough in Brooklyn. He loves Brooklyn. He's made that clear. He said a million times throughout his career, Brooklyn Bagels, Brooklyn Dodgers, Brooklyn's a vibe. And he loves it. And the Nets, they're essentially a clean slate right now. I mean, their cap space, puts them in a position to absorb James in a deal. It would make it pretty cut and dry. They have a surplus of picks that gives them the assets to trade for another all-star, potentially a superstar player around him after they land him. You saw what they did with Kevin Love. The Cavs were able to get Kevin Love, and LeBron James has gone into situations where there's been deals surrounding. He goes to Miami, Bosch plus LeBron. So it's not inconceivable that that's a possibility. Now, James can't wait. That's the only issue. This isn't 2018. Doesn't have time to wait for Anthony Davis to become available, right? They would have to have a trade done simultaneously with another star to make it make sense. That right now is unlikely based on the stars that are potentially available. The Nets have five rookies on their roster too, so that's not very win now. It's interesting because it's New York, it's Brooklyn, and they have space and some flexibility to possibly pull a rabbit out of a hat, but it doesn't mean that it's likely. But I got number eight. The number seven, San Antonio Spurs. So we know LeBron and Greg Popovich have a ton of love, ton of respect for each other. They faced off in the finals multiple times, Team USA connections. LeBron has said great things about Pop throughout his career. And you look at that team, win now. De'Aaron Fox, Victor Wembanyama. The issue is, I don't think the Spurs are willing to swing that big. I think they want to play the long game with Wemby, and they want to do what they did with Duncan, where you build such a great core that you can contend for a long window, and then you bring in some guys, you find that right chemistry, and when you have the best player on the court, which they think that Victor Wembanyama eventually has the potential to be, well, then it all works out, and you have this long Tim Duncan-like run. If you swing for LeBron, doesn't work out, or you give up assets, you kind of put yourself in a situation where you have to remember that the Spurs aren't a free agent destination for a lot of players, right? They can get guys occasionally, but you have to be very careful with the moves that you make there. It's tough to rebuild on the fly if you're San Antonio. And also, too, another indicator there is that with Kevin Durant not being pursued by them, I mean, they had the assets to go after Kevin Durant. He went to the University of Texas. He has got those Texas ties, and still they did not go hard for him. So you also factor in, too, you need to match the salary for another star, and the Thunder are a team that you kind of look at, too, as they got the young talent with that, and I think that they're in the Thunder mix, too. Like, the Thunder just happy with their roster. I think that the Spurs is happy with their roster. So I think that's the similarity. Then at number six, the Denver Nuggets. So LeBron James is good friends with Nuggets owner Josh Kroenke, the son of Rams owner Stan Kroenke, the Kroenke family. He has described him as a, quote, dear friend. They've gone on lavish vacations together. The Nuggets have pursued LeBron multiple times trying to recruit him to Denver. But remember, this is not kind of the market you envision LeBron in, Denver, right? But they do have Nikola Jokic. They do have some interesting pieces. They did trade Michael Porter Jr., but I think this is a tough one too, because Jamal Murray's contract, where that's at, I mean, would the Lakers want that? I don't think they would, right? Injury prone, shot creation. They kind of have their guys from that standpoint. But with Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. going to other teams, it's tough to kind of like think of the roster that they're going to get. It's difficult to trade for that and just kind of make sense of how your roster is going to be built. But Denver is interesting in the sense that you got a top level talent that you could pair with LeBron. I just don't think it's a natural fit. Jokic likes the ball in his hands. LeBron likes the ball in his hands. It's in the Western Conference. I do think if LeBron gets traded, that there's only one Western Conference team I think is the most likely, but there's some other ones that are still in the mix. And that's at number five, the Los Angeles Clippers. So,
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Make no mistake about it, I can tell you this from sources, LeBron James loves living in Los Angeles. He loves the culture, he loves the weather, he loves being a celebrity here where you can actually coexist to a degree. If he goes out for dinner late nights some places here, yeah, there's paparazzi that are on the sidewalks, but he can function in that restaurant, right? It's not where he's going to shut them all down in Cleveland or anything like that. But the Clippers are interesting because the Clippers, they came one game away from beating a team that went to the mountaintop, right? And you look at where they're at. They brought back James Harden on a pretty team-friendly deal when you kind of consider the structure of it. But I think for LeBron, it's, do you risk Kawhi Leonard's health? Do you believe in Kawhi Leonard's health? Can he stay healthy? Do you believe in James Harden, who's going to have the ball a lot? Two aging superstars, guys that you could say that they're past their prime. And then there's also the Lakers-Clippers angle. Do the Lakers want to deal with the Clippers after the Ivica Zubac fleecing, right? I don't know if they actually do. So the Clippers are interesting because they're L.A. That brand with LeBron's brand, let's be honest, Clippers aren't big enough. Like, they're just not. Like, the Clippers have never been to the NBA Finals. They are a much better franchise since Ballmer took over. He's one of the best and most resource-heavy owners that's willing to do anything within his financial means to help his team win. But it's the Clippers. I can't see this one happening. Going crosstown to the Clippers with James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. I just don't know if that's a championship roster. And you go to that team, and all of a sudden Kawhi grabs his knee, and it's a wrap. Like, it's just, you just can't do it. I think if LeBron was going to go somewhere, you just need more cushions, right? You need more depth to be able to absorb where if one thing goes wrong, your final season isn't completely wasted, right? Now we get into the group of teams that I think have a realistic shot. And at number three, I'll go with the Golden State Warriors. Actually, at number four, I'll go with the Golden State Warriors. Now, the Warriors, they have tried to trade for James multiple times. They were interested in the 2024 trade deadline. They've been interested for a couple years. And the thought for them is, you got Steph Curry at 37. You got LeBron James at 40. Two guys that have more yesterdays than tomorrows in their career. Two guys that have bonded through Team USA. And when you look at Draymond Green, everyone knows that LeBron's Draymond Green's king. And yes, they've had a lot of hot moments in the finals, but these guys off the court are extremely close. The mutual respect there. Draymond respects LeBron at the highest level. So I think he would love to try to go and compete and win a championship for him and try to send him out the right way in his eyes. But you look at where that team is right now, they've got a lot of future first round picks. They got a 2028, they got a 2032. You could find a way to sweeten the deal off with picks, but also I think that appeals to Lakers. And I think the big issue, though, the biggest roadblock in that is it gets tricky with them because they just signed Jimmy Butler to a new extension. You would have to have him as an outgoing player in that deal to get the money to match, and it'd be tough to find him a new home. It's not going to be easy. The Lakers would not want Jimmy Butler in the back half of that extension because they're trying to maintain that flexibility. And teams, they understand that. The Lakers understand that. So this would be difficult. I think the Warriors clearly would want to do that because they've already made it very clear they'd be interested in trading for James. And you would have James over Jimmy Butler for sure. It's going to be tough, though. It would be a tough deal. Then at number three, the Dallas Mavericks.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
So Yoan Buva, he's already said the Dallas Mavericks are a team that you got to keep your eyes on if LeBron James requests a trade. And there's a lot of obvious reasons here. You reunite with Anthony Davis. You reunite with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving tried to recruit LeBron to Dallas a few years ago. LeBron has tried to get Kyrie to LA. They have tried to put this big three together for quite some time. And for a long time, it looked like that was going to happen in LA. Instead, the possibility it happens in Dallas. The other thing here is Kyrie's coming off an ACL injury. And if you would make that trade, it would take some of your depth out. But still, I mean, this makes a ton of sense. If I'm Dallas, I'm trying to make this move. I really am. You got Nico Harrison, maybe trying to get a solid from Rob for the Luka deal, the Nike connections there from Nico Harrison and LeBron James, the Kyrie, the AD connections. It'd be the most seamless transition as far as personality fits. And then also, let's not forget, they just drafted Cooper Flagg. And Cooper Flagg, I think, would benefit from playing under LeBron James for a year. It's tough to put a value on how meaningful that would be. The Lakers could also get Max Christie back. They could also get a 2029 first-round pick, because that's something the Lakers are trying to do. Stack assets, not have to pay money. It would prevent the Mavericks from having that depth-filled roster that they've tried to build. But still, it's LeBron James. It is LeBron James, Kyrie Irving. That pairing has won a title. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, that pairing has won a title. Nico Harrison is all in on the short-term goals here. And if he feels like he can win a title with Dallas, this is a big swing, I think, that the Dallas Mavericks should try to make if it happens. I mean, if Dallas was in the East, it'd be a no-brainer. In the West, you're probably not going to contend with that roster unless you make a big move with the Kyrie injury. But that's the one that I would do. And then the Knicks. The New York Knicks are a team that's been linked with LeBron. Go back and watch the trailer that the Knicks put together to recruit LeBron. And that was back in 2010. And it got very close. I mean, the allure was there, but it just didn't happen. But now you look to the 2025 roster, and if you were to trade, let's say, Mikal Bridges, Mitchell Robinson, and Josh Hart, those are three guys that could help the Lakers. So if you're Lakers and you're saying to yourself, hey, you have a no trade clause, so you have leverage there, but we also have to sign off on a trade wherever you go. We want to be able to get something from you that can help us in the future. Those are three guys that are Luka Doncic style players, guys that make sense. 3-and-D wings, defensive players, guys that really could clean up things on the defensive side for Luka, also hit some threes on the offensive side. They need a center, so that makes sense. And then if you look at that roster, Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby. Hey, with OG, LeBron would never have to guard the other team's best player at that position. Carl Anthony Towns, a stretch big that could space the floor. Jalen Brunson, he could take the brunt of the offense and carry the load at times. A young player then carry the load. Kind of what they hoped Austin Reeves would do, Jalen Brunson we know can do, right? Be that star, make shots in the clutch, move the ball, and then LeBron can kind of pick his spots. And we know that when LeBron's on, it's going to be his rock. So the Knicks would be thin. They absolutely would. They'd be thin as far as their bench goes. But in the weak East, with that five, I think you could win a title if you got the right role players around him. It's possible. It's not impossible. And then you also can honestly have LeBron James help you find a coach. I think LeBron's feedback would be good. I mean, they're looking for a complete shakeup, and they realize that last season that group's not going to get it done. That group is not going to get it done, New York. You have not won a title since 1973, haven't been to the NBA Finals since 2000. The Knicks have underperformed for 25 years for the most part. They've always wanted LeBron, and yes, you wanted prime LeBron, but hey, you'll take 40-year-old LeBron if you're the Knicks because of the way the East is and the way the roster is constructed. And then number one has to be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Country road, take me home. All roads were going to lead back to Cleveland in this scenario. Now, I don't know if it's possible that the Cleveland Cavaliers want to go all in on LeBron James one more time. They would have to aggregate salaries to get him. And the reason for that is you just look at where they're at. I mean, you aggregate the salaries, that would hard cap them at the second apron. Cleveland would have to find a way to shed about $20 million in salary just to do this deal and get it approved by the league. You would have to ship out Darius Garland in the trade to find a way to make the cap work. And then there'd also be some other players in the mix as well. But it's just a matter of, hey, does he want to go home? Does he want to gut his roster that he's going to and blow that up a little bit? I think that in most cases, the answer would be no. And that's what LeBron James has done throughout his career. But he also realizes that there's not going to be a perfect situation for any of these. There's no perfect situation for LeBron. The Heatles was a perfect situation because they were free agents, right? They were able to go there. Cleveland was a perfect situation because he was going back and Kyrie was really good and they got Kevin Love. But this is a situation where you still have Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. Any team with Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and LeBron James and some ancillary pieces, I think, compete in the current Eastern Conference. You would need to find a way to get some more depth, but it's Cleveland, it's LeBron, it's worked before. If I'm Cleveland, I do this for the simple fact that I want to sell LeBron James for the next 100 years, right? I want to be able to sell LeBron James jerseys and just, you could still do that, but it's going to, I think, feel better if he comes back and has an amicable ending to his career in Cleveland. But those are the top teams for LeBron James. Let me know down below in the comment section, do you think the Lakers should trade him? I think at this point, based on their roster build and the direction they're heading in, it feels like almost the Lakers would prefer that he would request a trade and that they could find a way to execute something, because I think the Lakers are thinking long-term big picture. But let me know down below in the comment section. I think you should go to the Knicks. That's going to do it. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Until next time, I'm out.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.